When you're really in the mood for doing what you do, it's gotta be Wildcat shoes for you. They put the twang to your tennis, bring the bounce to your ball. Yeah, they do. Add the sock to your soccer and the face to your race. And look what's free with these hot shoes. Neon laces just for you. You'll spring, you'll pounce. You've got that extra bounce. Yeah, now go.
Available at these fine Buster Brown shoe stores.
It is July 1988. Ugh. Drinking $45 worth of Orange Julius's was a bad idea. With an average price of $1.25 for a large, that's about 36 Orange. So it's time to lie down to be perfectly still and try not to project a vomit, a creamy sunrise of regret. A time to dream. Perhaps there you will.
Listen to Sassy.
Hi.
Hey,
everybody. Orange Julius's were good. I remember enjoying them very much. It's like pre-Jamba Juice, what you could get that was fruity.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's powdered milk and tang.
I guess. Yes. Yeah. The hot dogs were also good. Anyway, hi, everybody. July 1988, in our fashion lives. Just to everyone who's like, how long is this fucking band trip? It's almost over. But on this trip, we get a day to go shopping in Chicago, Illinois. They gave us a map that, like, blocked off which streets to not go into, by the way, because we were all very sheltered prairie Canadian kids.
Let me tell you, my school took a trip to Washington, D.C., and they did not provide us that map, and I did go too far, and I did get chased out of a neighborhood.
Well, I got to go to Payless Shoe Source, which they did not have in Canada at the time, or at least not in Saskatchewan. That was very exciting. I bought some really cheap shoes that fell apart almost immediately.
Yeah, that's Payless for you. Mm-hmm. I like that was the big get. Payless.
Well, you didn't know. They were, like, trendy.
Where were you? You were in downtown then.
Yeah.
Oh, you were? There's a Payless. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I found a picture of me from around this time. It was my birthday, so this would be like 2 months before this, but I finally found a picture of me wearing something I could identify. It's me wearing a Dream of the Blue Turtles Sting Tour shirt.
Mm-hmm.
In this picture, are you putting out a candle with a sponge?
Yep.
And holding a fortune cookie?
Probably. And there's a Diet Coke there on the table waiting for me because after eating half a cake, I'm going to assume. Just wash that down with a Diet Coke.
I guess that's a real COVID way to start putting out candles in the future. You were very ahead of your time.
But you will note, that's not a new out-of-the-package sponge, so who knows?
No. That was the sink sponge.
Yeah. It dripped.
For sure.
It dripped.
Check
on the
out
cake.
The visual Gross. Aids for that and all the other fashion photos from today.
Can I ask what I'm going to guess as a Canadian answer back here? What's Vim over your shoulder? On the sink.
It's like it's a creamy, non-scratchy, like,
Comet.
Sink and tub cleaner.
That's what that sponge came up
probably,
with.
Probably, actually.
It's the Vim sponge. It's
probably just dripping with Vim.
Yeah, brought some Vim and vigor to the cake. Everyone else got to enjoy. The thing about any photo of Dave from his childhood is, like, you can stare at it for so long and you just, like, more and more and more questions continue to suggest themselves. Every one of them is a story.
That might be the last one I share because after that,
no!
I really get into my weight gain, puberty, insta-beard period. Not a good look. It's,
what are we doing this podcast for, Dave, if not? I don't understand.
But I don't have that I'll share anything filter that, well, I have that
I don't
filter.
Have a filter.
You don't have that
have filter,
filter, Pam. I have it. So it's going to take some cajoling.
Can I buy some of your filtered? I'll put it by my Vim.
But Dave, this will be just like the model story we're going to be talking about later, where it's like, he was awkward then, but look at him now. Gorgeous.
Yeah, I should probably take a screen grab of my extremely greasy, long COVID hair.
I just would think of all the Sting albums. That wouldn't have been the one you'd wear the shirt for.
That's the first one. It's the only one that probably existed. It's a good album.
Feeling of hysteria. But I just think you wouldn't have enjoyed that song at all. Like, you, maybe you were a Nothing Like the Sun guy, but Dream of the Blue Turtles, it's a fun fact, Dave.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, I did like Sting. You know what I liked about Sting the most? But he used to like cute little snippet of a song from his last album in his current album. And I thought that was very little. It was cute. But now he's dead.
No. 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 I mean, I haven't been on Twitter in 4 minutes, but.
Yeah, him and Gene Hackman.
I'm not going to look. Oh, no! God.
Yeah.
Oh,
they got
man.
Him too.
Tough day.
You want to start with our cover?
No. Yeah. Let's do it last.
Well,
I say we start with a cover.
So this is our fashion and beauty issue. So we are going to start with the cover of this July 88 Sassy. It's very American, question mark. It's very red, white, and blue. It says bang across her chest. And Natalie here is giving me some super Justine Bateman vibes. But she's wearing... like it's a bandana and bows and a scarf over a dress. It's a lot of look. And there's a there's like a cupcake toothpick flag in her hair.
I think there's two, but you can't see the other one because it's behind the Y.
Oh, yeah, I see behind the Y. Yeah. Why indeed. There's two. You can't. It's a dangerous look to put a toothpick on top of your head a couple of times. But Natalie's super cute and freckly, and I really like her lipstick color. But the rest of this is, it's a little much.
Yeah, magazines do tend to go over the top in July with the theming. I mean, we'll see this in Sassy Club, too. At least it keeps the flag, like, it's only just, like, the bottom quarter of the cover and the top, like, eighth. The rest of it is, like, it's not too aggressive. But she is very pretty. Nice eyebrows. Those eyebrows have come back. We learn on the table of contents that they used the Coty disposable mascara on her that we learned about several issues ago. So this was an exciting moment in time for that product. It didn't probably last much longer after this.
Speaking about exciting, you also get a free in excess poster, according to this. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But the typesetting is free in excess poster, nerdy, and now. The word nerdy is all like, part of time, favorite writers going a different way. But shouldn't it be the opposite? Shouldn't everything else be that way? And then nerdy is the one that's straight and not askew?
Hmm.
Because it's nerdy and you're following the rules and you're doing everything according to computations.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but nerdy, look how many times you moved just to say, just to describe.
But I moved
nerdy.
Like a robot, very straight. Bip, boop. Oh no, three boobs. Call back.
Starla called it.
Uh-huh.
Next, our first fashion feature is called Hot to Trot. Mm-hmm. Have we stopped using this phrase entirely?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even at racetracks? Hot to Trot is a spread about bathing suits in hot places, I guess, mm-hmm. While like lounging around in parks and open spaces. It is very COVID friendly. And they appear to be in Arizona wearing just the heaviest shoes and boot wear and jeans on top of their bathing suits.
Yeah. When you look at the sourcing for all of the looks, it's like model's jacket, model's shoes. It's like someone forgot to bring shoes for this shoot is what happened. So they were like, Cecilia, can you just wear your weird brown boots that you wore on the plane to these swimsuits?
But isn't that a step up? Like they're wearing shoes, guys.
That's true.
Yeah.
Hot Arizona pavement.
Yes. They're like, I will not walk across these fucking hot pavement rocks anymore.
And you know why
that's
it's
how
hot?
They got the girls back.
Because they're shooting near high noon. I'm just going to say,
yeah.
If you want unflattering, harsh light for your photo shoot with like extended shadows of your fingers that look like claws crawling over your belly, that's the time to shoot. Not at the golden hour where you have pleasant shadows and nice yellow light. Mm-hmm. No, no, no. Please, 1 p.m., 2 p.m., that's the time to shoot. So your models look like they're having the most miserable time, and you have a lot of shadows where you don't want them.
Yeah, they look so hot. Oof.
I mean, it's hard to shoot at the golden hour because you only have like 20, 30 minutes of that light that you want. But they've done it before. And certainly if you're in Arizona, you're going to have really good light. So do it.
Andrew, you can tell it's hot in the one where she's leaning on the car and they have had to put like something down for her butt and thigh. Yeah. So she's not singeing herself as she stares at the sun. But, you know, they really do have nice skin because that's an unforgiving blast of light on them.
Yeah. Just one model, Cecilia.
I mean, look at the photo on page 35 where she's in like that two-piece thing. I mean, is that a bathing suit? Looks
no,
like aerobic
thank
wear.
You for bringing no. that up. It's not.
Okay.
It's, this is from Dance France.
Okay.
Which means it's this is like dance wear.
So she's kind of got her hands kind of on her hips, and one of her hands is sort of like, you know, the fingers are away from her body. And that is the shadow that, you know, is like Nosferatu coming for her cooch.
Yeah. This hand placement you will recognize from any photo where Keanu Reeves is photographed with a female fan and he's like deliberately not touching her. This is what she's doing, except to herself. And yeah, the hand shadow is
bam, what do you think about a new movie treatment? Kind of a zany teen rom called Nosferatu's Cock. Nosferatu's Cock.
I picture walking into Dance
France. I'll get it out.
No.
No. Okay. Nosferatu. Nosferatu's coming for your cooch.
We just started, Dave.
Oh, man. I didn't really notice the scary hand.
I didn't either.
The rest of it is so obviously not a bathing suit.
Yeah. It's so light. It looks like, it's the color of a ballerina leotard.
I can see all her things.
I can see everything.
I can see everything.
And then at the end of the trailer, he just goes, blah.
Shall we dance, Fran?
Yeah.
Yeah, model's own boots. She does look like she knows this, too, in her eyes.
Yeah.
Cecilia. I just decided to look up everything in the fashion spread this month. I don't know. I went down weird paths, which is how I learned about Adrian Vittadini. See, I feel like, Tara, you always know all of this stuff, and I'm so impressed.
I loved Adrian Vittadini. I got a pair of shorts of hers on that trip, in fact, that were like light blue pinstripe. They were the shit.
And so she was the queen of knits, but she's still making stuff now. But if you go to the Instagram, I don't know that her Instagram game is on point. And I found one that someone had written, this is so bad.
And it's the only comment. They could have deleted it and they didn't.
I know.
They're not wrong. It is bad.
It's terrible. But
that was really funny.
Yeah. 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 So, everybody's trying. And then the boots, Acme boots, in case you are into these boots, I'm wearing sweet clunkers right now with my little sundress. So maybe, even though this doesn't seem like a great look, it is a very LA look to have summer
right,
on top and winter on the bottom.
But you're not going to wear it with a swimsuit. Like, she should have sandals. I'm not saying she should be
but
barefoot.
She's not at the beach. She seems to be at some kind of motel and needs to run at any moment. So I do agree sensible footwear.
She's got
the
a
triple
meth lab
A
in her room.
View motel. Yeah, this is some Breaking Bad shit.
Yeah, okay.
So the sensible boot is a good idea. Even when she's barefoot by the pool, of which we cannot see, by the way, because obviously the pool was so gross. There's no shot of the pool.
Yeah.
It is very careful to show us. No water is in this image, any of these images.
Yeah.
But anyway, Acme Boots is now Double H Boots if you're looking for your kickers. And I also looked at the shopping list. So they went to Bullock's in Costa Mesa. They went to Bullock's in Costa Mesa, which was the South Coast Plaza. It was the largest shopping center on the West Coast of the United States.
Gosh.
I don't know if this is fun for anyone, but old malls, I think it's my new thing. Just learning about old malls.
I'm surprised it was bigger than Del Amo Plaza, but maybe that wasn't, or Del Amo Fashion Center, but maybe it wasn't open then.
Where is that?
That's in LA. You've never been to Del Amo? Pam.
I guess not. Where
is it? It's such a big mall.
It's not quite in L.A. It's not in L.A. proper.
Okay, but it's in the L.A. exurbs.
Yep. It's in Torrance. Torrance.
Torrance.
Okay.
Anything else to say about Hot to Trot?
No.
No.
Next up is The Cottage by Jonathan Lenard, the photographer. Okay, it is a black and white set of rustic photos taken at some old cottage, and they're all in various bras and panties and things of the such.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so...
it's the name of your lingerie store. Things of the such. Of the such. Before that villain gets your cooter. Wrap it up with things of the such. Hi, are you here for things of the such? Yes, my daughter needs things for her suches.
No, that's like his speech, you know, like the Dracula speech. Oh, I can heal the children. What sweet music they make. And Nosferatu is coming for Yakut version is, yes, and I hear them things of the such. And well, then you hear, boy, oing, 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 because it's that type of movie.
Madeline, you're 13 now, and you're going to start noticing things of the such.
Black and white rustic photos.
Yeah.
Ladies and things and the such.
Just one lady, but yes.
And it is paired with a magnetic alphabet style font, you know, like the ones that you put up on the fridge and your kid goes and spells poop with them. And you're like, oh, that's cute. What does that have to do with this rustic cottage? We've got this weird preschool font with all these black and white grainy rustic photos, right? So that's a mismatch. And then on top of that, the background that the lettering's on is like this absolute neutral 50% gray. Some of the letters are darker than the gray. Some of the letters are lighter than the gray. Some of the letter colors are exactly the same contrast as the gray. So when you're reading sort of these subheads, all the purple letters disappear. The yellow ones pop out like nobody's business. You can't read it. It's super bad art direction. I can't believe this got in, like, from concept to execution. The concept's bad and the execution is poor as well.
The only thing I can think of what the...
Don't defend it.
I'm not, but I'm saying the thought behind this is that the story they're telling is like a Goldilocks and the Three Bears story.
So?
Mm-hmm. So it's meant to... that's why they chose this childlike lettering, because it's a fairy tale.
Nah, I don't
buy not it. Defending it. I'm just saying that might have been the concept. Dave is disgusted.
I would wear all of these clothes at the cottage... There's not many of them. They're not really wearing many clothes. And it's mostly a sexy Goldilocks waiting for a bear to come home. She does hang out with the cat. But yes, everything is maybe dead that's around her. A lot of dead flowers and stuff. Well, I get why Dave is unhappy in terms of just like, it's not pleasing to read any of the copy.
One more thing, if I may, since Char brought it up. If it's supposed to be a Goldilocks hook, then it should be like Grimm Fables sort of stuff, you know, like kind of like lazy calligraphy, you know, that kind of thing or something like that. Storybook, think that kind of thing. Not preschool shenanigans.
But I think
fridge.
That's where it's sexy Goldilocks. It's like,
I thought I heard them coming home. With those
I'm just sitting on this bed next to this weird headrest with some naked picnicker. What's that about?
Look at, there's a naked lady next to me, and I'm also naked. And look at this. I like to stare at myself in old mirrors, but I put things in front of my sorts and such, as my daddy used to call it.
I hope Nosferatu's not in the cottage.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a nice place, though. Like, they could Airbnb this tomorrow.
I love this. I love the cottage.
Yeah.
One last technical thing. The photos are kind of overexposed, but I just want to bring up that that's probably not the fault of the photographer. That's probably, there's a thing in printing called dot gain where you have to compensate for all the little dots that make up a photo. When you print them, what you give them bleeds a little bit and makes it darker. So if you imagine all those little black dots getting a little bit bigger, it makes the photo darker. So you have to compensate that by making your photo lighter.
Right.
Or making the, you know, what you said to the printer lighter, not the photo itself, but, you know, the photomechanical transfer of it. So if they overcompensate for that, it'll make all the lights too light. And I think that's what happened here. So I just want to say, even though you may look at it and say, that's not really exposed quite correctly, I don't think it's Jonathan's fault.
I just did some quick math, and I think you can wear everything in the cottage for $150 or so.
That's not bad.
Today's dollars or then dollars?
Then dollars. Mm-hmm. Our third fashion feature is called Stripes, but I don't think it has Bill Murray in it.
Sagely nod.
It's the worst segue ever. I was trying something, I don't like it.
So the first photo, if I may paint you a picture, is a woman saying, I'm in cabaret, but I'm also in prison. And that's sort of like the gist of this. It's all like, I'm supposed to be doing something, but I'm really in something else. I am supposed to be having a fun time, but I am collecting nectar for the hive, says B-Girl on the third page of this. So there's a lot of like weird over-striping, over-lighting happening in this photo shoot. And it's kind of fun.
Mm-hmm. There are too many stripes. That is true. But you know what's funny is I also, this first one, the one that you said, I'm also in jail, looks like if you had told me this was the Divinals, right, yeah, at the beginning of I Touch Myself, I'd be like, yes.
Mm-hmm.
This is like, I don't want to say it three times, but this is some Beetlejuice influence over here. All just, in the second picture, I just thought it was a bra on top of her turtleneck, but I think it's a dress.
It's a jumper.
Got, like, yeah. Madonna boobs. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a jumper, Cynthia. And then really the problem is hats. If nobody was wearing anything on their head, it'd be a little bit better. But then on page 83, they've just got 9 shirts tied around her head, her wrists, her waist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Shirts on arms and head. They're not even trying. It says shirts on arms and head, $45 each. Mm-hmm. Wrapped fabric worn as a skirt. Like, I think the person who had to do this copy was like, I don't fucking understand.
$45 for a shirt back in 88 in a teen magazine? That's kind of crazy.
25? No, that's reasonable.
45.
Oh, 45. That is high. Sorry.
Then the French sailor shirt she's wearing as a wrap is 60.
Yeah.
The only way I could see this actually working is if, like, you wear all those with a whole bunch of other people wearing all those, sort of like in a zebra tactic to keep the lions from eating you. Just so many lions confusing them, they don't know where one zebra ends and the other begins. Like, that's the only way that you would want to wear all this.
Yeah.
And even then, maybe death is better. I don't know.
I think if you were trying to do a video for a MTV contest, like Madonna's mm-hmm. Make My Video kind of thing, and you and all your friends got together and you put on the stripes and then you were cabaret posing saying, and this is our video, you can get away with this craziness.
Yeah. I love a horizontal stripe, but yeah, mostly of these are too much for me. The one that made me flash back to the first time I saw it was the trapeze dress, this like diagonally striped on page 84 in our mm-hmm. PDF, because that was something I sure would have coveted at the time. And I still kind of do. I still think that's pretty cute. Maybe not with the socks and the head wrap and whatever other striped shirt she is holding, but I think this photo has a lot of fun energy and it at least shows the garment.
Speaking about fun energy, how about the B-girl having a squat?
Yeah, that's not so good. And I think the reason is, as I said, They have her squatting, so you can't see how much the proportions of it, like, shorten her and make her look stubby, because you see her head to toe on the table of contents, and it's like, oh, honey, no. Like, this is just bad.
But she's wearing a black and white striped shirt, but they are shooting with a yellow gel flash, so she looks like a bee.
Mm-hmm.
And she's wearing, like, a hat that's black hat with a yellow bow, so it's not helping.
Yeah. She looks really sad.
She does
look
miserable.
The inspiration for the B-girl. Yes. She knows it looks terrible. And this is our beautiful Lori, who is the premier cover girl and also got her hair dyed in Then and Now a couple of issues ago, where we were like, is this really a makeover or just photos of a girl with 3 different hair colors? In my searching through the shopping list at the end, which was another thing that I would do with my sassies, and that's hilarious. Like, I wasn't going to Chicago, New York, or L.A., and yet I'd be like, well, that's where I'll go. Did you know what Ultimo was? I'd never heard of Ultimo.
Never heard of it.
I found a link for July of 88, Ultimo, Chicago's first great boutique. And it's, but I guess a controversial place to go and spend too much money on your clothes. Hmm. The quote in one of the, in the article is, "You're a knee-jerk, feather-brained commie pinko, and I bet you shop at Ultimo." That would make me want to shop at Ultimo for life. To shop at Ultimo, you have to have a really healthy narcissism. Even the fat ones who shop there think they're pretty terrific. It's an article worth your time. I had a fun time reading it because it's like, wow, can you imagine? Hot, and haughty when a store is not just a store. It's Ultimo.
But why? I'm so sad that there's no photos because I'm not getting a sense of what their stuff was like. Other than what we see in this issue, I guess.
Well, I have to think this is just like a Fred Seal.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah. And so it's like, come on in and don't worry. And one of the things was like, it's great. I just show up and I give them money. Here's what it says. The clothes are too expensive, too extreme, too boring, too small, too tall. Right. It's like, ugh. So I go here because they just give me the clothes and I don't have to think about it. But then mm-hmm. someone else is like, I go here because this is where the clothes are that everybody's thinking about. So it's just, I don't know, it's like a sceney place in Chicago.
Right.
To shop. Ultimo is a store people talk about. So the best store in the world. It's very Ultimo. Like whatever it is, I wish I had heard of this before because it seems like something that now you could be like, well, it's a little too Ultimo, don't you think? But it's... So
yeah.
If you are an Ultimo expert, please call the hotline and educate
yes.
me. Is this a limited series? Should we make it the Ultimo Ultimate Ultimo?
Well, we'll link all that in the show notes, where it's just also where you can find the visual aids to see what we've been describing all this time. Our fourth fashion feature, we have one that's more narrative. These models used to look like that? ! By Karen. And it's basically, here are some models of today, and here are some baby photos of them. So you can have hope that if you are awkward now, you may also be beautiful when you are older. And so we see Naomi Campbell, Cheryl Pollock, Simone from the swimsuit photo in the Jamaica trip, and Tully, who was also in a previous issue. The Naomi one, the photo of her as a very tiny child is cute, but there was probably about a 1 month period where Naomi Campbell was not too famous to talk too sassy. they got her. And then the next month it was like she would never take their calls. So that's kind of exciting. But yeah, she talks a lot about how she's come up in the world and, you know, what it was like in London and blah, blah, blah. Cheryl, though, is the standout of this article. This is the star of the I Hate My Mother's Jeans ad that Dave clipped for our last fashion episode.
I hate my mother. She's so much prettier than me.
Looking like a store down Molly Ringwald in the ad. And they reference that Jordache campaign up top. And... After Dave shared this with us, I went down a rabbit hole of like watching all of the Jordache ads from this campaign, which seems to have gone on for a while. And one of them, it seems like she and her friends possibly killed an old man in the park. We'll link it in the show notes, but Dave has a clip.
No!
Jordache basics.
What happened to him?
He's been hurt.
He's probably
drunk. No, we have to get help.
I don't think we should move him.
Leave him down.
We just
leave
saw him.
Quick, give me your jacket. Hurry, hurry.
Mike, wake up.
Please
wake
get up.
Up.
Do something.
What are you gonna do? He's an old man.
Call somebody. Are we too late? Is he gonna be all right?
Wait a minute. Are you kidding?
No.
Are you kidding?
No. And when you watch it, like there's scenes of him like old man hanging out with teens fun, like he's skateboarding and stuff. And so it's not clear if this is if what we're seeing of him doing like fun teen stuff is like the last moments before his brain blinks out. He's just fantasizing about whether this happened or if they were like, hey, it would be hilarious if we found this old man at a park and took him skateboarding and then he like fell and got a concussion or something. It's extremely weird. And when I went looking for it, I found headlines that were like, hey, David Lynch directed a Jordache ad. And I know he's directed a bunch of commercials. I could not prove that he actually did direct this one. But if he did, it would explain a lot. It's extremely strange.
No!
This is... I thought the Have You Seen Your Parents Naked one was a lot, but this is...
Yeah, it's bizarre. Anyway, so that's okay. Back to Cheryl. At this point, she'd already started acting a little bit. She'd been in ahead of the class this year, and at 21 Jump Street in May, Pam, where she co-starred with Brad Pitt. He was also in her episode.
That's why I didn't see her.
She then was in a movie with him, and they mentioned her next movie, Nightlife, which did come out the next year, as opposed to a lot of other things where they're like, she's working on this, and then it never sees the light of day. Her big breakout year was 1990 when she was in Pump Up the Volume and Hull High before going on to The Heights and Melrose Place. And she's obviously my favorite in the story because her dork picture is her at 14 with her saxophone. You can tell why she became a model, though, because that is not 14-year-old bone structure. She looks a lot older.
She does look a lot older. Yeah.
But then finally with Tully, they're like, here's Tully's photo at age 12 with her baby fats. Like, no, she's not. Like, I get the point of this article, which is don't compare your teen self to models because you might still grow out of your awkwardness. But I feel like it overcorrects in the way it describes how they all looked before they became like professional models and being attractive was their job.
Also, Invasion of the B-Girls continues. She looks like a B-Girl.
Right? Tully.
Yeah, what's next? Let's get totally thrashed, yo. You ever want to look like you know what a skateboard is and you don't live in LA? In fact, a few of us in the office have been faking it all month, it says, and it brags, and we've never even been near a ramp. Hey, with the right clothes, you can fake it too, like Barbie did here. Barbie's wearing some bike shorts, a t-shirt, and it says, make sure you roll up your sleeves, a skate cap, and big man-style shoes. It says you can also strap on a hip pack or a hip pack. I don't know if it's a hip pack or a hip pack to hold your valuables, but I think, do they mean a fanny pack?
I think they mean fanny pack.
Don't do that. And slap some skate stickers like metallic skulls and peace signs on everything in sight. Anything else you can find with crossbones, 60 symbols, and gore galore like severed hands and heads will do it too. The best way to choose the right skate clothes is by looking at the label. It's like a one-by-one don't do.
Yeah.
Like, it's so upsetting. Do not skate in these shoes. You'll ruin the shoes. And also, oh my gosh, how heavy to be jumping in these things. Like, at least say, hey, sure, they'll call you a poser.
Right. Because they will.
But they won't. Other people will. People who don't skate will call you a poser. Just the actual people that you're trying to impress who aren't the people skating or you would go skate are going to know that you're just walking around with a thrasher. And it says, start saying words like tear, thrash, and rip, and snag a wild board. Even if you can't ride it, it'll look good propped on your shoulder.
No.
Or tucked under your arm. And then it
this
says,
is bad advice.
Thrash out. The whole thing is like, if you're like, Dad, can you take me to the skate shop? What? Get one of my shirts. All right, I'm going to get some Sharpie. I'm going to write shred on your shoulder. Here, wear my shoes. My socks are good, too. You know what? I got an old hat I don't golf in anymore. Now, start saying words. You know what? You know what cool skaters do? They take out the trash.
So our first beauty feature is called Hot Hair with models Simone and Suzanne. Dave's got a note right up top.
The lead photo, which is a woman with having bad hair day, I suppose, in profile somewhere out in the desert, it looks like, is just shot too far away to sell it. Like, you don't really notice at first that there is a twig in her hair and that's supposed to be, you know, the bad hair, so shitty.
I didn't.
Exactly. That thing in front of her face, that's a piece of a tree. So it needed to be closer And so you can actually see what they're trying to say in the photo, which you didn't. So I rest my case, Your Honor.
I'm going to also add, this is not a very flattering pose for the model who also appears to be nude, because all we see is like her shoulder and part of her boob in profile. And the way she's down, I've just got to say it. It looks like she's getting railed from behind. Sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
It's not good.
She is getting thrashed out.
This is a golden hour photo, in case yes. you didn't know what I was talking about before. So yeah. Check this one out. You see all the golden light in the golden hour
mm-hmm.
as she's getting rammed from behind.
In the trees. She popped out of the bushes. Yeah.
I'll say that they start out with what to do with in humidity, very relevant to me and my life because we live in Austin where it's very humid. And their advice for curly or wavy hair is very correct, particularly the part about not trying too hard to do anything with your hair when it's humid because there's no point. But they recommend mousse over hairspray. So I just wanted to confess to all of our listenership, I'm the reason that hair companies still make mousse. I'm the one who still wears it.
Do you mousse dry hair or only wet hair?
If I'm actually blow drying my hair, I'll do wet and then blow dry with mousse in, not dry. Mm-hmm. I used to back in the day, though, for sure. Very crispy. That's how you knew it was working. They also talk about Revlon Flex, which was the shampoo our household used for years. And reading its name summoned a memory of how it smelled, which was great. Just very fresh and clean, of course, how you want shampoo to be. But I don't think they make it anymore, which is sad.
You've got hair fever.
And they also say if you're going in the pool, wear a bathing cap. If you were one of the readers who was convinced by this article to do that, we want to hear from you, because what a scam bathing caps are. They never work.
And this is odd because they're like, maybe you haven't heard they're totally cool now. Really,
no.
Truly. Well, we're wearing them. I don't believe it. Mm-mm. I don't believe anyone wears a bathing cap under the age of once a week, the lady does my hair. If you don't say a sentence like that, what are you doing with a bathing? Or I guess if you're on a swim team, I would totally wear a bathing cap were I having to be in the pool for hours and hours and hours every day.
Yes.
Because that shit'll fuck your head up.
Yeah, but we're not talking about people who did water polo or whatever. Like, just if you were a regular person who, when you went to the pool, were like, I'm going to wear my bathing cap because it's cool. Please call the hotline 720-SASSY-GO because I don't believe it.
Maybe there are cool bathing caps. Try a cool bathing cap, but they feel... Ugh.
No, they hurt. They're rubber. It takes so long to cram all your hair into it. Then when you take it off, like half your hair comes with it because it sticks to the rubber and your hair still gets wet. Like they just don't work. This is not a solved problem.
Nobody has pretty hair in any of these pictures, Dave. It's not just the first one.
It's true.
The second one, these ladies look like they... rolled around like they were like, let's make a sand angel and then take our picture.
Yeah,
and their hair
sand.
Is meshed together. And then the third girl.
Wait, hang on. On the second photo, the first person on the left is looking at something very horrific that's coming for them in the middle distance.
It's Nosferatu coming for a cooch.
Souls. Yeah, it does look like Tremors or something.
Yeah.
Like,
uh-huh.
It's coming.
Like the Mad Max, group of cars is coming down the desert and she just noticed and the other one hasn't quite yet. The other one will notice in the next 2 seconds and then they'll bolt.
Yeah.
That's why the exclamation point is under her.
That's right. It's a Metal Gear Solid exclamation point, Starlight. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you hurt, Snake?
Boink.
But there they are. And even this last one, they're like, you're totally going to do this clip thing with your hair. Can she move?
Yeah. Whatever they were trying to achieve with it, like it's sort of like with the twig, it takes a lot of looking at it to even realize there are clips in it. Like, mm-hmm. just because of the way it's lit.
I called her the Stegosaurus of bad hair. Because all the clips are running down the back of her mane. So she kind of looks like she has that. But also, the way she's posed with her head kind of out and her neck kind of stretched out, and then the hair resting kind of on the back of her neck, but also on the side, it makes her neck look another 50% wider than it actually is. It looks like the neck keeps on going to the back of the hair.
It does.
Like her neck's thicker than her legs.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird.
And she has so much hair in her eyes. What did they clip?
I will say, having resubscribed to a bunch of fashion magazines in the wake of my magazine-loving renaissance, if this story were in Allure or Elle in 2021, it would do a better job of centering, like, what you need to do differently for black hair, because they're, like, it would just say which products to use or what processes to do, which this one is just like, hair's hair, and it's not. About face, which is the page where they do a lot of little tidbits about various products and so forth. And in this one, Mary C., the beauty editor, has given a bunch of stuff to people to try. And so Christina is recommending Clarins Beauty Flash Balm because it's basically, it'll perk up your face so you look like you've just come back from a boringly restful vacation, even if you've been up raging all night. But she says, it's so expensive, I'll have to go back to the cheap stuff when this runs out. And, like, her description of its benefits made me want to buy this. And it is expensive still. It's, I looked it up. It's $45. I can't imagine how much it was then. But still, yeah. I might still get it. We'll link it in the show notes.
Well, let me know if it works.
Okay.
$49. My goodness. Yeah, I just clicked your link.
I know there are serums that are like in the hundreds of dollars. I certainly don't use them, but like that's a lot for one tube of product, in my opinion. I still might get it though.
It does seem like you're not supposed to use it every day. It is right. an emergency tool.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they make you pay so much up front.
But this is my point. Unlike what we read about often in Listen Up and Watch It, this explains what it does. It says why it's great. It makes me want to buy it. Like, this is what is missing so often from a lot of their other reviews. So good job, Christina.
Yeah, because then the next one is Sebastian Molding Mud. And by the time I was done reading this, I bought some.
Yes. I'm going to get it because too.
let me tell you that I remember having it from this the first time and buying it and going, huh. It doesn't seem to be doing what it says it should be doing. If I put it in when my hair's wet, my hair dries really thick and wavy, it says.
Yeah.
Cool. If I put it in my dry hair and twist my hair into small sections, I get temporary dreadlocks. Cooler. No.
Yeah,
like,
no.
I got clumpy hair that then just felt kind of, like anytime I'd run my fingers through it, that's where my fingers would stay.
Uh-huh.
And it felt like dirty, gritty. Like And then I was like, maybe it's a second day thing. Like, I'll sleep on it. And the next day, I just had hair everywhere. And hair everywhere on me. I do look like Monica when you go get your humidity. So
really?
I appreciate that I live in a desert. Oh, yes. In Austin.
I can't picture it.
It's rough stuff. The only time it looks nice is if you're like, because I've been at the beach. But
right.
Like, it's filled with tangles at that point.
Mm.
So then I was like, oh, maybe I also need the texture preparation shampoo and conditioner.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you, no. So then my hair got really sticky and it felt like a half of a Velcro thing.
Uh-huh.
And then, so then I bought some stuff to like moisturize it better. Cause I was like, oh, the problem is I have dry, light hair and this is for short hair maybe. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is I now have like 7 different Sebastian products, but I needed some shampoo anyway. So
right.
I'll keep trying. You have
Brave.
Cute shorter hair and you have your like shavy stuff and mm-hmm. I don't have that. And I feel like this is going to work.
Well,
out
our
well
hair
for
is
you.
Also completely different textures because yeah. I think your hair is finer than mine. My
right.
hair is really thick.
Yeah. So I'd like to see what the mud does for you.
All right. I'll report back. Speaking of reporting back, they also review CoverGirl Professional Lash Primer, which I've already endorsed on this podcast. They still make it. You can still get it. I recommend it.
In the picture on About Face, I remember this picture so much of Jazz like smearing her
yep.
Maybelline Same. Moisture Whip Classic Red across her face with her perfect bangs and her good skin. But this time I was like, oh, look at her thumb. I think it might be you've been
yeah.
talking about your hair and your thumb so much. But I really noticed like, oh, yeah, look at you now. Look at those pretty, pretty mm-hmm. finger hats you've got on.
Sadly, this color, which was like classic, has been discontinued, but you can still find it on eBay. We'll link one of them. I can't imagine it would be good to put it on your face after all this time if it's been sitting in a warehouse since whenever. But, you know, you can. Next, we have Then and Now. The headline is Natural, well, almost, curls. We have a very cute girl, Nancy. She has perfectly straight, silky hair most people would kill for, but she wanted curls. So they walk you through the process of just basically rolling your hair. Like, they describe it in more detail, but it's like, you just loop your hair into twists and let it dry and then comb it out with your fingers. And then you got curly hair and it looks cute. But I remember this is like the jazz picture, Pam. This was one they during where she's pulling out the curls and they're all like boingy. And that was another picture that I remembered very clearly.
This is something I also tried this week because I'm late to the plopping of TikTok because I'm not much of a TikToker, as you can tell by my description of it. But I got in, I got into the area where people were plopping their hair to make their curls come out natural. And I thought, okay, well, since I'm already doing this molding mud stuff, I'll get some curl enhancer because my kind of hair is actually naturally wavy, but because it's so thin, it gets super frizzy. And so I'm just trying new things and trying to not have to hair. I don't like blow drying my hair. It's not good for your hair. I'm losing my hair. We've had a lot of trauma. But anyway, so I slept in this the next day when I let my hair go. It looked like I had slept like, you know, when you're like, oh, you didn't get much sleep last night.
You
look tired.
Yeah.
But yes. It actually, someone then said, are you going to go get your hair done soon? Do you think? And I was like, oh, I got my hair done like 3 weeks ago. And they were like, no, but I mean, you obviously didn't like touch up your hair. You just like got it short or something. And I said, no, it took hours. And they were like, okay. So I don't know.
Was this someone who lives in your house?
It's not a someone who lives in my house, but it's someone who knows my head well. And she meant well because she thought she was being, you know, she was like, ooh, are you going to go do your hair since it looks like that? She really. So, yeah. I don't know that I will try plopping again, but I'll put a link.
Sleeping on curlers, it's hard. This reminds me of my youth, of like those pink sponge curlers that I would have to put in before picture day. Oof. No more.
So we should talk about some of these ads. The inside cover is Parfums de Coeur, which I don't know if designer imposter body sprays got tangled up in your concept of sexuality like it did for me, but the relentless commercials. You both made the same face on that. I just want you to know because you weren't looking at each other, but you both went, no, Pam, there's a lot of things that are just you. I'm a real person. And I'm sound of mind and body, and weird no things happen to you. Well, it's a lot happened in that slight head tilt you both did at the same time with a bit of a judgy smirk. I just, and you know it, look at each other. You know that face on each other, but you both make it too.
Anyway.
And so Parfums de Coeur were these things of like, you can't afford $50 Giorgio. What about a $3 thing you find at the drugstore near the tampons?
Yeah.
Spray it all over your goddamn body. It says spray everywhere. Spray everywhere on arms, throat, knees, toes, all over your nice bare body. Come on in and smell like an imposter.
Yeah, the appeal of this is like it was an aerosol. So if you got the real Giorgio, you could only use a tiny bit because that's how perfume works. But if you're someone who's like, I want to smell like it from head to toe, this aerosol would be like spraying yourself with, you know, Arid. Like you could just use a ton of it and it was so cheap, like you could go through it really fast. I didn't do it, but I knew people who did.
I was not allowed to have this kind of thing at all anywhere near my mom because she's allergic to perfume. It gives her headaches. And this thing would have gotten me banned from the house.
Mm-hmm.
Are these the real caps?
No, on the ad.
They have like flowers.
Instead of like just flat caps on top you pull off, they're like cheap, fancy soaps that you would buy at a Dollar General. Like not the really well-defined ones that are like, ooh, look at that craftsmanship. The ones where the mold is like that they've been using is like 18 years old. And it's like fourth generation by now. It's lost all its fidelity.
The guest soaps.
That is the cap.
Yeah,
they look
you're
like
right.
Terrible fancy soaps on top of perfume. And they also look like they wouldn't fit in boxes properly. They wouldn't be on the shelves properly. You can put them next to each other.
You're right.
But they all have them and they're all different colors. So I'm going to assume that's real.
I think so.
Yeah, I think
weird.
So. And if you want to see, they're still up to their shit, Parfums de Coeur, and they now make a fragrance body spray for dudes. It's called BOD, B-O-D, all caps. Click that link and check out those caps.
I remember those because BOD was the one that came in like a Windex bottle.
It's in a Windex bottle.
Yeah.
All right. But here's the thing. It's like, I feel like the ceiling for male perfume or cologne or whatever is like really low.
Yeah.
Like most peep guys don't really care. Like, I feel like their bestseller would be like Hatchet. You know, it's like, you paying too much for Axe? Try Hatchet.
I mean, I think that's what this is. This one's called Uppercut.
Yeah, okay. There you go. Chopper.
Steak. Could be spelled like the meat, could be spelled like what you stab a vampire with.
There's two different. Freakers.
Get away from my cooter.
All right, on page 10 and 11, we have ads for One Step Up. This is a very sweater-forward product.
I passed by this thinking that was a fashion lead page first up. It has a very editorial feel to it.
It definitely does. This is the kind of sweater that my grandma, who is a wonderful knitter, she doesn't do it anymore. She's too old. Her hands can't keep up. But she used to make us sweaters throughout our youth. Sometimes, Pam, she would make sweaters with matching leg warmers. Yeah.
What a great grandma.
She would make them for our Cabbage Patch kids, too, so we could, like, dress the same as our Cabbage Patch kids. She was really the kind of grandma that, like, you don't think really exists. She did. She was also a wonderful cook and baker. But anyway, she was always wanting to make us sweaters. And at this time, like, all I wanted was something super plain. And so if she had seen this, she would say, I can find a pattern for that. I can make this for you. She would have. And I was a terrible, ungrateful, bratty teenager. And I was like, just make me a plain red one. And she did, because she loved me. And it was not a challenge for her extreme knitting talent and gifts. So shout out One Step Up.
Yeah, if she still has her knockoff One Step Up sweaters, tell her she can sell them on eBay right now for about $300 each.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think my mother still has every sweater she ever made for us, like in a trunk, in a cedar chest.
On page 17, Neutrogena wants to give you homework. That's all. Just a really dense page of scientific findings and horseshit marketing. It reminds me of those like 1972 Volkswagen ads you would see, you know, where it's like one third picture of a beetle and then the rest of the page is just like 9-point Garamond. It's like, that is this ad. What is it doing in a teen fashion magazine? I have no idea.
I don't know, but it worked. I used to use that mask for
sure. I was
going to
ask, would this actually work on you? There's no pictures of faces. It's just like very sort of doctor office-y kind of vibe to this whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's an unclogged pore that looks a little like maybe a penis that you'll get to be near
what?
At some point. That's the subliminal. It's right there by the
If sword. Anything, that is a cat paw. Like, what? I don't want to get too personal. But like after this recording, let's bring Jason in here. We'll have a little chat.
I'm not going to talk about my husband's cat paw with you.
It's like the end of it. It's like the pawn shop thing. Got a little more dingle dangle in his dongle. What was that noise?
You stay away from my husband's cat paw.
Meow.
Meow. 9 times.
And then on page 19, I just want to say that our good friend Carol Platnick is still the person you want to write to for free samples of Tampax. Real person. We looked her up.
Yep.
This picture of these three women just walking into the woods to talk about how much they hate pads.
As one does of a Saturday.
Tara, can we walk into the woods for a second? I just want to tell you about this thing that's been really bothering me under my saggy jumper. They're so gross and messy, and I feel like they might slip or show. I'm so glad you took me to this part of the field over here by the tree so that I could tell you. Do you know about tampons? No. I mean, I know I'm 31 years old, the girl on the right, but I don't know about tampons. Oh, it's great. I know a place where you can get a free sample.
I was thinking of turning this into a Tampax club/investment club. Is that something you guys would be interested in?
Yeah, I really could. You know, we could do like a tampon of the month club. I'd love to find out what other people are using. Do they have a forest? Pads are so bulky. Do you ever feel like a baby in them? No, why do you say that? Well, you know how you dress babies in giant pads. What? I don't... That's what we do. Diapers are expensive, but pads. It's like 50 of those. Anyway. Eventually, we all try a diva cup and go, ah, what? This is a lot to do in public. Don't tell David that.
And on page 24 and 25, it is Maybelline's Blooming Colors, which is a repeat ad. I think this might be the third time we've seen it in the magazine. We haven't talked about it before. Yeah. I just want to bring it up because every time I pass it, I think there was like a printing error because the girls look like living corpses because it is a selective color photo where it's black and white, but they bring back the pinks and the teals of their makeup. So if you imagine, you know, sort of a muted, crushed black photo, then with like very light pinks and blues, they kind of look like makeup zombies. And it's really weird way to sell it because it doesn't look appealing at all.
Well, this also worked on me because this lavender that's right in the center is the exact one that I used to have and wear way too much of. Thank you, Maybelline.
I definitely had the Blooming Colors mascara. I think I had it in blue or something, definitely, that because that 80s triangle and dots and splooch, like I remember that.
Yeah.
This sort of gray with a little bit of pink. This was very of the time. This what the Madonna Make My Video looks like.
Yeah.
Maybelline continues on page 31 with Shine Free Mascara. And I just want to bring her up that this is Makeup Wolverine. Snick, snick. Between each of her fingers, she's got a mascara brush on both hands. Mm-hmm. So she really does look like she's looking for some trouble.
Yep. I was a big shine-free partisan, too, because I thought it would make my very oily skin less shiny. It did not.
She's been alive since the 1800s. She cannot be killed. Mascara Wolverine.
But finally, we have an ad for Dylon Microdye. Pam, Dylon heard that your tie-dyeing needs were too intense and too messy, so they've come up with a dyeing process you can do in the microwave.
My mind is blown. Is this real? Can I get it still?
I don't know. Let's find out.
I like that you call it Dylon, because I would have said Dylan.
The Dylons chasing the last of humanity from the 13th colonies as they try to find Earth.
Frack!
The excitement with microdye is that you will never get exactly the same look twice. Your creation is guaranteed to be unique. Start with the scrunch.
Mm-hmm. Also, I feel like if you went to a really bad seafood restaurant, that's what they would say. Start with the scrunch. What's that? Don't worry about it. Just eat it.
Go shopping at the Sassy Club.
Sassy Club is now back towards the back of the magazine. They had one glorious month near the front where they're really trying to pimp this sucker out, but now it's back in the back and it is July. So it's time for rock, flag, and eagle. All America stuff, including, according to them, cool kites. They got kites. They cost $14, but you have to buy the string for another $1.75. This is like printer cartridges. You can't use it unless you buy the
extra. High quality flying line, they call it. Okay. But a super high quality. That shirt next to the kite is $32 for just a big old blue shirt.
Yeah, it's just a t-shirt dress.
It's just a t-shirt dress. It doesn't even come with the belt.
I mean, the kite has more going on. The kite has a fringe skirt on it for modesty.
Yeah.
The sack that she's wearing with a belt around it has none. And she's putting other things that you can buy, like even the stars on it aren't part of the dress.
No. That's
my gosh,
you're right. They're pins.
Yeah.
That is a $32 blue long t-shirt.
Yeah, that's bullshit. That's too much.
Wow.
That would be too much now. If I saw that at Old Navy, I'd be like, I'll wait for this to come down to $18.
I'll wait until it's on HBO.
Can I just say that the autograph shorts on the left here make me so uncomfortable for the girl wearing them who looks so uncomfortable. She's got the two fists of discomfort.
She does look
She's wearing
sad.
An ill-fitting bandeau top that's falling. And that's what she looks like. She's like, I want to fix this before it falls. But the idea that she walked around in these shorts getting people to sign her butt. And I guess that's not true. Like, it just only now occurs to me that maybe you let everybody sign the shorts and then you wear them
yes.
later.
Yes.
Oh.
No,
okay.
You can't do it that way. Not
but
allowed.
It doesn't look like what she's doing. I think, first of all, I think she's rolled down the top in a cool mm-hmm. way. And yeah. If she was wearing them, the autograph me is what led me to think you're supposed to autograph her.
Right.
And not the shorts.
Right.
But you were right. But look, someone wrote no way right on her vagina. This is the problem. Like, these are self-esteem killer shorts.
Mm.
Someone, like, you're just walking around being like, can you want to sign my butt? And they're like, no, where is your yearbook? What are you doing?
Also, you don't need to buy these. You could get any pair of white boxer shorts and do the same thing for, like, probably $2. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but will it say autograph me on it in 321 contact font?
No, but you could write that in a laundry pen so that people could read it when you brought it around.
Look at Tara with her DIY autograph boxer.
I'm saying.
I bet she shops at Dollar General.
Oh, burn.
To die for.
No!
All right, so what are we each buying from Sassy Club this month? Because I got to pick.
All right, let me do mine here. I will buy for each of you very quickly. For Tara, absolutely the white ruffle socks with blue and red stars and bunting ruffle on them. I want to see you in those and only those, frankly.
Oh, ooh. I see.
For Pam, sassy. I'm getting the stars and stripes tights. They are white tights, but one is all blue stars and the other is all red stripes.
Yeah.
Well, and then you guys can go places together. You both got America footwear.
Okay.
I think they go well together.
I'm going to buy the 4 1/4 inch acrylic star pins, which we saw on the dress sack.
Mm-hmm.
They come in red, white, and blue, obviously. But I think you could use them as like throwing stars.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They look really pointy.
And they would
pointy.
Hurt people. Because the stars are not symmetrical. They got like one that really sticks out a lot too. So you can be throwing stars or you could probably use it as a dagger in a pinch. They look kind of dangerous.
Yeah.
And kites for all, of course.
Of course. Well, my runner-up, since Dave said the tights, which are my actual favorite, is the star barrette, which I actually might even consider wearing today.
Is that the one where the stars are poorly defined? They kind of just look like overweight starfish?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Pam.
What is a skinny, svelte, sexy starfish?
What is like those pins?
Have you never seen a starfish that's really thin? It's got really small like legs or whatever they are?
Yeah, they're more spidery.
Yeah, more spidery. Yeah. Yeah, don't laugh at me, Pam. I'm totally right.
I'm sorry.
Try the scrunchie. Wait, what was it?
Try the scrunch.
Try the scrunch.
Try the scrunch. I'm going to get Tara these little polka dot bracelets that I think perhaps she glossed over. They're so cute. And look at that face.
I'm not a bracelet guy. I do so much typing. They're always they're in my way.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're not for work modes. They're for when you go party.
I'm always working.
But I do want to say this is the worst Sassy Club roundup I've ever seen.
It's very bad.
Any of this. It's hideous.
Sorry you hate America, man.
America knows what it did.
All right, let's get into our magazine-y content, starting with the diary, Jane's editor's letter. This one's called Hey Baby, and it's about Karen, because she is, as we learned in the last podcast, the baby of the staff. She's only just turned 22, but Jane explains she's an old soul is the vibe that I get. She has a very motherly energy that Jane likes. We've got a boys apostrophe S that should be boys S apostrophe. Cute. Also, generally, too many parenthetical interjections, like interjecting on her own thing. Try a semicolon, bitch. There is other punctuation. Other than that, I love this. Last month, we were told Mary was cool. She did something like she was, but Karen does as well. And she also seems like the most natural journalist based on Jane's description of her work process. Yay for Karen.
Yay, Karen. Let's do Say What.
Say What?
Say What?
This month's Say What, I mean, Maybe the letters have some real letters in it. I'm not even trying to guess anymore.
Yeah.
Ode to Manure. I'm 15. I wanted to thank you for this article. It really works. I tried to make a natural perfume in it from this other magazine, and it turned out smelling like cow pee. But that's not Ode to Manure.
No.
That's Ode to Cow Pee. That's, yeah. I don't know if that grants a, but that's the one. That's what I've got. Anyway, stop smoking Johnny. Here's a letter. I love the TV star Johnny Depp. I read somewhere that he smokes a lot. Don't people realize that they are destroying their lungs purposefully? I know I probably sound like a total geek to everyone reading this, but I hope everyone will realize smoking is not cool before it's too late. Jennifer, Oxford, Pennsylvania.
Cigarette Rangers.
Yes, first of all, the Cigarette Rangers.
WH.
But it reminded me, WH, that I used to put smoking bangs in my parents' cigarettes. Did I mention this during the Cigarette Rangers thing?
No.
Okay, so I have a link to them in case you don't know what a cigarette load is.
It's this exploding cigar from cartoons.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And you can put it in your parents' cigarettes because they won't quit smoking. And then you just mix it up with all their cigarettes. When they light it and they're smoking, it'll explode. And here's the thing.
So how are you still alive?
Barely. First time, they were like, never do that again. That's terrifying. And I was like, are you going to quit smoking? And they were like, no, that almost killed me. I'm going to keep smoking. So I was like, well, I know they laughed because it was funny to one to watch the other, good God, themselves. But I was like, but they got onto me and they could see the little load sticking out of the bottom. So they're like, Pamela, I told you to stop doing this. So then I was like, oh, I'm going to put it with a toothpick up in the cigarette. But what I had never really seen was what happens. By the time they got to that cigarette, it was 9, 10 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock at night. I'm deep asleep. And then I heard, bam! Pamela! And this one was real close to Dad's nose. And it did do the, like, full cigar rolly back thing.
Oh, my God.
Did he have, like, a black scar based explosion pattern?
Tip of his nose. Yeah, uh-huh. Really got in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
I wonder why.
Smoking stinks.
Next we have, the headline is Censorship or Good Judgment? I beg to differ with you on your note about censorship in What Now, April. Many people are under the impression that the purpose of a school paper is to voice the opinions of the students. That is where they are mistaken. The purpose of a school newspaper is to teach journalism students how to report a story and writing techniques. Being a teenager, I know that sometimes a teenager's judgment is not always very good, and we need adult supervision, signed Christine in Atlanta, Georgia. Christine is a cop. That's all. Finally, crazy for Neil. I don't suppose that Neil would want to go out with me on Friday night. Can't blame a gal for trying, says Judy of Baxley, Georgia. And Jane interjects, crazy for Neil or just crazy? I don't know. Hard to tell. You keep cramming him down our throats. Shut up about Neil.
I don't know. The police are involved.
Next time, we'll share our results on the very dark July 1988 quiz. Could you become anorexic or bulimic?
Why not both?
Some of your latest voicemails in our Slumber Party episode. For my plug this week, since we talked about Cheryl Pollock on Melrose Place, you can hear all about her arc and many more episodes on Again With This, the podcast Sarah D. Bunting and I do, formerly about Beverly Hills 90210, now about Melrose Place. We will link that in the show notes.
And I'm sending you over to vidiotsfoundation.org, a fundraiser for the new Vidiots store on the east side of LA. It's very cool, and you can get involved right now and be a part of history.
You can try typing these into social. Most will work. At Tara Ariano, at Pamela Ribbon, at David T. Cole, and at Listen to Sassy. As always, please spread the word about this podcast to your friends and foes, your employers, your parents,
your vampires,
your cat, paw, having husband, mm-hmm. And rate and review us on the platform of your choice.
And then get your cat paws to call the hotline at 720-SASSY-GO and send a video of the cat paw and send that to Dave. Leave us a voicemail about the show or the magazine, and we may play it on a future Slumber Party episode. You can find more information about the podcast, visual aids for all of our episodes, and contact info for us on our website, listentosassy.com. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Those fracties coming for your cooch.
Nosferatu's coming for you, Peach.
Oh, this is a bridge too far for Pam. Sorry, we're so lowbrow.
Wait a minute. I'll get it out. I'll get it out.
Okay.
No. Nosferatu's coming for your cooch.
Mm-hmm. We just started, Dave.
Oh, man.